All right, we're back with us in studio here is Nate O'Connor, who is the chairperson for the Attleboro Youth Commission. And along with Nate, we have his very handsome father, Kevin O'Connor, as well. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
First of all, Nate, thank you for coming in. Kevin, thank you for bringing him in with us. I've known Nate's mom and dad for many years, that's for sure. Nate is, of course, Nathaniel. Nate is actually the chairperson of the Attleboro Youth Commission. First of all, Nate, before we get into what you're here for, basically, the Youth Commission, you recently have been awarded or elected the chairperson of that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell the people out there what the Attleboro Youth Commission actually does for the city.
Well, it's more of a situation of what we don't do.
Okay.
We do a little bit of everything. We do environmental awareness with the 10-mile river cleanout. We throw events of our own, and we also help out at the mayor's events as mm-hmm. well.
I know I've seen you and your family at many different events as well. The Youth Commission is very, very important. This is a very important committee, of course. How many other people besides you, maybe you can tell us who actually is on this commission as well?
Aside from me, we have my sister mm-hmm. and about four other youth from the city.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got your sister.
Yeah, my sister. We have a friend from school, mm-hmm. from my school. He now goes to Attleboro. So we also have Ellie Kirby. She's the daughter of a...
Brian Kirby.
Brian Kirby, yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's the he was a candidate for city clerk this past mm-hmm. election. We also have Connor Hanrahan. He's the son of a city council candidate for the past election mm-hmm. as well.
Which is John Hanrahan's
yes.
son, right?
Yep. John Hanrahan. And we also have Nick Tellier. He's the son and brother of
Adam
Tellier, past chairman.
Okay. So I kind of know most of all these people anyways.
Yes.
And, of course, it's all being overlooked by Barry Lacasse as well, right?
Yes, Barry Lacasse, who is our financial advisor, I guess you could say, and the city council, who kind of mentor our meetings.
Right. And Barry, of course, longtime city councilor in the past as well. And just an overall great guy as well there. You've got a big thing coming up. Just tell us a little bit about what's coming up next week at City Hall.
Ah, the pasta dinner.
Yeah.
All right, so it's not less of a fundraiser so much as you said. It's more of a recruiting drive.
Okay.
We're trying to get more and more youth involved in the city.
Mm-hmm.
We want more members so that we can put on more events right. and basically make more of a change in our city. It's from 5 to 7 at City Hall. And there's no cost of attending. It's totally free. All youth grades 5 through 12 are invited to come and join us.
And it doesn't cost anything at all. And it's actually at City Hall.
Yes, it's actually at City Hall.
Where are they going to have, what room are they going to use it in? Do you know yet?
It's actually going to be in the city council chambers.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of cool. That'd be nice in setting up tables or yep. what have you. And it's the regular pasta dinner and stuff. And this is also important because I know the Youth Commission is very, they're very a positive role model for people out there as well. And as you said, the age limit on this is all students or beyond that? Can anybody go in there if they're over like 18 or 20 years old?
It's more for the youth, so okay. grades 5 through 12.
Mm-hmm.
That's our kind of our target audience, and because that's our primary membership.
Right. With us also is his dad, Kevin O'Connor, who I've known for a number of years as well. How are you doing, sir?
Good. I'm glad you're willing to admit that.
Yeah. Well, I'm always glad to admit that. You know, you and your lovely wife Helen have been very active in the community for a long time as well. How do you feel about the kids there, especially with Nate and your daughter, and getting involved at an early age in this?
Well, I'm very proud of the fact that they've taken on the leadership roles mm-hmm. in this organization and are willing to do for the community. You see other kids just sitting on their cell phones and
yeah.
and goofing around and not really contributing anything. And these guys have stepped up to the plate and taken a stand for stuff to make our city great
right.
and to let other people know that the youth of our city care.
Exactly right. Very, very important. All right. We've got Nate and Kevin O'Connor in studio for a few moments or so. We're going to go head out to the roadways with our first look at the traffic on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, Gina.
Well, it's looking good. Around Attleboro, we have just a few more people out on the roads and the main thoroughfares. Looking at the ride on 95 from downtown Providence all the way up through Sharon, it looks great. A little heaviness in Canton, though, so you need to be careful. 24 northbound's heavy at the tail end at 128. The expressway inbound to Boston slows out of Quincy. Not too bad in Braintree. 495 looks good. 95 south into downtown Providence is okay. Busier in downtown Providence on 95. 295 is nice and quiet right now. MBTA, not a ton of delays right now, just a couple changes in your boarding platform, so pay attention when you get over there. Not too bad at all as far as the buses go. It's not too cold, so we shouldn't see, hopefully, too many mechanical issues. Next report coming up, I'm Gina Brown with the AM 1320 traffic.
All right, Gina, thanks once again, as always. Coming up to 17 minutes after the hour, we'll, of course, check in back with Jim Corbin coming up at 6:40 with our next look at the weather forecast. In studio with me, of course, is Nate O'Connor from the Attleboro Youth Commission, along with his dad, Kevin. Nate, I know that, you started this. Now, how long have you been with the Youth Commission?
I've actually been it since I was able to start. So pretty much sixth grade until now. I'm a senior right now.
Okay. And the school that you're attending now is?
Foxborough Charter.
Foxborough Charter School. Okay. Another very good school, yes, as well. You and your sister Julie have been with this committee. Now, Julie started as well as younger as well?
Yes. Yes, she's come with me to meetings even before she was able to officially join the Youth Commission. So
when you go to some of these meetings, and they're Thursday nights, usually at 6:30 at City Hall.
Yes.
Upstairs, downstairs at City Hall?
It's usually downstairs, either in the annex room or the council chambers. Sometimes we'll have it in the council meeting room, too.
Okay. When you have these meetings, what are some of the topics that you look at most of the time?
Well, we look at future events like our T-shirt fundraiser back in August. We talked about that. We talk about that a lot, actually.
Which I know that they just came in recently. Which
yes, they did. So our T-shirts, we talk about events that the mayor wants us to help put on. Mm-hmm. So things like his winter festival that's coming up on the 28th of February. Mm-hmm. Just general city ongoing, basically.
Being a student in the area and being on this youth commission, you're also looking for, that's why you're here, is one of the big things. You're looking to get new members. It doesn't cost anything
to join. No.
Right. Yeah. And when a new person comes in, you know, there's no big initiation or anything like that. What are some of the new people maybe looking for? I mean, do they get thrown in with somebody basically the question really means is what are some of the new people like when you first started off? What did you encounter?
Well, when I first started off, I was very timid. I didn't really want to stay. It was actually my mom that got me involved in the youth commission.
It had to be Helen. There you go.
Yeah. My mom got me started in the youth commission, and it was more of like it was a newspaper ad, actually, she saw. And she's like, hey, you might want to check this out. This would be cool. So I'm like, sure, let's give it a shot.
Right.
So I came in. I was very timid. I didn't really talk a lot. But it... as you can tell, I'm on the radio now, so I've opened up.
Right. Kevin, I know that, you know, with your kids being a part of this, it's going to make you and Helen feel really good to see something like this, because as you said earlier, these kids are getting involved in city issues, which is going to make you proud.
Yes, they definitely want to contribute. Mm-hmm. They definitely want to do something with themselves. To point out how great our city is, mm-hmm. and how much they love our city. Mm-hmm. And I think that's wonderful, because I think people today are too cynical. They're always looking for the negative. And so it's nice to see kids doing something positive with their energy.
Yeah. Now, when the kids got on the commission, and you're elected, is that what it is, elected to it, to the commission?
I guess, yes. you basically come in and you can fill out an application, and then it goes through committee at the city council meeting, and they'll most likely accept you. And then you just got to go to the city clerk and get sworn in.
And I know that the applications are online.
Yes.
Everything is online, actually. I printed out all the papers early this morning. I mean, it's very simple. It tells you basically everything that you really want to know. It tells you, there's the application there and all this stuff. But, you know, Kevin, this is something that, you know, you've been involved in the city for a long time. It's like you said, you've got to be very proud of both the kids and not just, you know, Julie and Nate, but all the other youth out there as well that are doing something for the city and not, like you said, not just sitting around, you know, playing on their Game Boy or their phones. They're actually getting involved. And, you know, and we've seen each other at many different events, fundraisers, you know, with the kids, even at some of the events that the mayor has had, his fundraising events during the summer.
Right. And it's very important to keep bringing new people into the Youth Commission because, as you know, time moves on.
Sure.
And eventually, guys like Nate, who are in it for life, they will graduate out of it because of the age requirements. So it's good to have a fresh bevy of people coming in that want to get involved and do the fun stuff to keep the organization running.
And it's not just, a one-time thing, you know, this and that. But the Youth Commission is also very involved, even when the parades are coming in the city of Attleboro, too, like the Memorial Day Parade. You guys get involved in that.
Yes, we actually do walk around kind of to the side of the parade collecting money from the crowd. That's usually to help fundraise the fireworks here in Attleboro.
Yeah, and of course, you've also been helping in many times with the Army-Navy Band concerts and the Christmases for Kids, which they always have every year as well.
Yes, those are very important.
The commission, of course, you know, under the leadership of a lot of other great people, has been around for a while. How long has the city had that now?
It's actually been around since 2007.
It had, okay. And this is actually under the leadership of the mayor, of course. Does any of the mayor and other people like that usually attend some of the meetings every once in a while? If they have the time and stuff like that.
Yes, if they have the time. We actually were reaching out to the mayor to see if he could attend our pasta dinner, but unfortunately, he's going to be at some convention up in Boston for mayors. So.
Speaking of the mayor, he just came back from Washington this past weekend, and thank God he came in before the storm hit. But as you said, the Youth Commission is been doing a lot of great things for the city. As you said, Barry Lacasse is part of this. Brian Kirby is also with it, is right?
Yes.
Still with him to do it?
He does help out every once in a while. I should say more than once in a while. He was a city councilor, and he was pretty much our primary mentor because his daughter, Ellie, is in it. And he's still helping out, even though he's not technically on the council anymore.
It is important for parents to know, also for kids that would like to get into this, there is a requirement to have a mentor at each meeting and at most of the events that they put on. So... It's not just kids running things. It's there are responsible adults there.
So and they're usually held every Thursday evening.
It's actually every other Thursday, the first and third. Okay. But because of our preparations for the pasta dinner, it's every week as of right now.
For people listening out there, even before they're heading out to school. People, you're encouraged to have people there. This is not only open to the public, but most for the kids and their parents to attend this event. As you said, it is next Thursday night at City Hall.
Yes.
And as I said before, is each commissioner must be a resident of the city.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think what Kevin mentioned, it's very important that it's not just the youth that are at this meeting. As you said, there are adults, mentors, that make sure things, run okay. Do the parents there, does the mentors have a lot of input at your meetings?
It's actually most of the kids running things, per se. The mentors are more there for guidance and for advice. So, like for the pasta dinner, we were actually talking about having, you know, tables set up all throughout City Hall. But then Mr. Kirby came in as kind of a impromptu mentor. He came in and was just like, why don't we just do it in the city council chamber? So I'm like, that's a great idea. Why don't we just do that?
Yeah,
I'm still getting sauce on the rug, though. Please,
yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, Brian can clean that up at some point. Yeah, we can do that. I think the Youth Commission, especially any youth oriented programs, are terrific, because I think for many years, even prior to 2007 when it first started, you really didn't have too much thing. I mean, yeah, you can also do the river cleanups, which are very important, especially if you have Brian Kirby up to his stomach or something in hip waders, right? You know, filled up with water most of the time. We've seen that many times on his Facebook page. I know he's a listener to this radio show every single morning. We know he's out
morning,
there.
Morning, Brian.
Yeah, he never leaves us. We have a lot of our listeners out there, you know, have been with the city of Attleboro for many, many years as well, who wake up with us early. One thing that you have to say is this is a really important push that the city does need. As you said, you'll be around at the Winter Festival next month. In fact, we're going to have some of the Winter Fest committee people here at 9 o'clock this morning, including the mayor. They'll be here at 9 o'clock. And I know that Mayor Dumas is a very big supporter of the youth in the Attleboro area as well. Because I know when I see him on occasion, he's always praising the Youth Commission. I know that. When I just saw him a couple of weeks ago, I said, what else, you know, does the city, need? He said, in fact, the funny thing he said to me a couple of weeks ago, I saw him at the Senior Center, and he said, more youth for the Youth Commission. And I'm like, perfect, I says. You know, and so he's right behind you at, 100%. We know that. You've got to say, what does it mean to you to have some of these mentors at your meetings and people like the mayor or Barry LaCasse, Brian Kirby, attending some of these meetings? You've got to feel really good inside as well.
It makes me feel like, as we care for the city, it makes me feel like the city cares for us back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the same way with you said too, Kevin. You this is a great supportive thing. This is a very big positive event that's going on in the city. 2007. I wonder what actually happened prior to this. Youth were always getting involved in some sort of events. I know I've seen a lot of youth even prior to this, especially helping out at the Soup for Heat at the Senior Center during the winter time, and that's coming up, I think, in March. And that's something also that you guys will probably be involved in as well.
Yes. We're usually involved in that, yes.
And, coming from a parent's point of view, Kevin, you've got a what can you give some of the other parents out there to encourage their kids or, some of the other youth out there to join this and, getting involved?
Well, I would tell parents out there who may have an interest in getting their kids involved with this that, number one, it's a great opportunity for personal growth for the young people that are going to join, mm-hmm. because they learn about leadership, they learn about city government, they learn about working together as a team, they learn about committee, they learn about giving back to their city, mm-hmm. which is a big thing. And then the young people also, I would encourage them to join just because they will meet new people, they will make new friends, they'll meet people in important positions like radio personalities.
Right.
Personalities. People that that can help them get a leg up on their own future. Mm-hmm. I am excited for Nate. He's getting ready for college next year, mm-hmm. and he's kind of mapped out what he'd like to do. Activities like being on the Youth Commission help the kids develop goals and goal-setting capabilities, right. and really teach the kids how to get motivated.
And as you just mentioned, where are you looking to go next year?
I want to go to Bryant.
You do?
Bryant University, yep.
And what are you looking at a course that you're looking at to major in?
Business.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, perfect. Seeing you and knowing you for a while at different fundraising events throughout the city, I know that you're always getting involved in things. You know, you came up to me during this past fall, summer and fall, over at the Mayor's fundraiser, and you know, and ordered a shirt. And of course, I know that I will be picking that up soon. But that is also something else that the commission also does. The fundraiser also, these shirts are also a big part of your commission as well.
Yes. It shows unity, mm-hmm. and teamwork.
And I think that's important because, you know, as when you were soliciting, basically going back and wanted to find out if people wanted to get them, they did come in recently. And I think, you know, to wear them, you're proud. You're proud to wearing these things because it's, you know, not a lot of events or not a lot of places may have their own apparel. Certainly the city councilors don't wear sweatshirts and T-shirts that say I'm a city councilor. But the Youth Commission has these shirts that makes you feel important. You know, you're a part of the city. The other thing is that I wanted to say is that you're going to be helping out. You're going to be doing, I guess, are you going to be at the pasta dinner? Are you going to be serving the people, or is it sort of a buffet type?
It's going to be more of a buffet type, mm-hmm. as we'll be running a meeting as well. So kids can come in, they can get some food, and just kind of watch how we work things, mm-hmm. and hopefully they'll
see
come
what
back.
It's all about.
Right, and this is also, as you said, it is open for not just the youth, right?
Right, it's open for everybody.
Everybody.
So parents, grandparents, anyone who might know somebody who, you know, they want something to do, mm-hmm. feel free.
Yeah, I think it's important to repeat once again what is actually going to go on that Thursday night, next Thursday.
Well, we won't be serving some food. We'll have food prepared. Mm-hmm. And the Youth Commission itself will be running a meeting kind of towards the front of the City Council chambers in City Hall. Mm-hmm. That'll be going from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that's, again, at City Hall, 77 Park Street.
And it doesn't cost anything to
and it costs in. Nothing.
See, I think that's good. I think that's also important as well. And will you be there, Dad?
Probably.
Yeah, of course. And lastly, we're going to go to another break here. First of all, I want to thank both of you for coming in here. Our best to everyone at the Youth Commission. But once again, if you do want people out there, the youth especially, how can people get involved in the Youth Commission this year or anytime?
Well, you can actually go on the city website, mm-hmm. cityofattleboro.us, and we're under boards and commissions. Mm-hmm. Or you can personally call me, 534-3893.
That number again?
443-534-3893.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nate O'Connor and his dad, Kevin O'Connor, thanks once again, and good luck for this. And you'll probably see me there next Thursday night as well. You know, if you need to
bring your appetite.
Oh, you're not kidding me with pasta dinner. Is it spaghetti or what kind of pasta are you doing?
Pasta.
Any kind of pasta. It doesn't matter what kind of pasta.
Your T-shirt will be extra, extra, extra large when you're done.
I'm sure it will. All right. Well, thanks, guys, and good luck for it.
Thank you for having us.
All right.